Hello, and glad you joined me on my podcast this week. Gosh, a lot happening down in Louisiana. First of all, it is hot, hot, hot. But people are excited, even with the heat. LSU, our perennial sports champion down here, won a big game in the World Series when I'm dictating this podcast on Monday night, and looks like they're in the driver's seat to win the World Series, which they've won on so many times before. So even though if you're not a baseball fan, you get excited about that kind of thing, and that's kind of the talk of the town, if you will, down this way. The other big event that happened on Monday was something that was very negative towards Louisiana. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that they did not find the Voting Act unconstitutional. The Voters Act, or the that has been on the book for some time, has been very controversial. Voting Rights Act, that basically picks nine states, primarily in the Deep South, and makes them second-class citizens. Wrote about it in my column last week. And if you look at last week's column, you'll see my comments about the Voting Rights Act. And the Supreme Court kind of dodged the issue, said, well, it's got some problems, but we're not ready to make it unconstitutional. What it means is that these eight judges, Justice Clarence Thomas, wanted to throw the whole act out. But the other eight justices said, well, we're going to keep Louisiana and the other primarily southern states second-class citizens. They're going to have to pre-approve every single little change in the election laws, the elections procedures. Let me tell you how ridiculous it is. After Katrina, you can imagine the number of voting precincts were completely destroyed. So you had to go down the street and find someplace else for people to vote. And if you're not familiar with New Orleans, sometimes you vote in people's homes or in a small little grocery store, the laundromat, wherever you can find a location in many areas of this urban city. Well, if those areas were destroyed, you had to go a few blocks down the street, or maybe a few feet down the street. In every single instance, you had to get the Justice Department approval. And it's a very cumbersome process, filling out all kinds of forms. And in the time I was Secretary of State back in the 80s, and subsequent to that time, there's never been any allegations of voter irregularities in Louisiana, yet we were still second-class citizens because of the Voting Act. By the way, two other states in that list that are not in the South are Arizona and Alaska. Interesting that the Republican presidential team came from Arizona and Alaska this last election, so they got stuck with the whole thing too. That was bad news. The Supreme Court left open a chance for someone else to bring a challenge. I think eventually it'll be thrown out. But it just was one more time of putting the South down, and I'm sorry that it came about. The legislative session in Louisiana, for those of you who have been following it, is coming to an end here the next couple of days. Not much has been accomplished. It's looked on as maybe somewhat of a do-nothing session. The big question now is, what is Governor Bobby Jindal going to do? He obviously has national aspirations, and I hope he gets out and travels some. He needs to get out around the rest of the world to develop the business contacts. Got to go to India. The guy's Indian, for goodness sake. Natural ties to India. And so there's some good things he could be doing to bring jobs and build relationships between Louisiana and a number of other countries. The number one priority should be Latin America. By the way, they're starting nonstop air flights daily from New Orleans to Mexico City. So there's a actual good tie there. The port of New Orleans has tremendous potential. Steel operations in Latin America coming into the Port of New Orleans has a lot of potential, but the governor's got to roll up his sleeves and get involved. And I think if he wants to run for president, he'll be able to talk about his foreign policy experience of the visiting with the heads of the various countries that he goes to travel to. I think it's good politics for him if he does have somewhat of a national agenda. So I'd urge him to get going and get around the rest of the country. I don't know if he'll take my advice or not. I wrote a column about it 4 or 5 weeks ago. You know, the former governor of Washington is of Chinese descent. He is now the Secretary of Commerce under the Obama administration. And he made 12 different trips to China, and the Chamber of Commerce people and the business folks out in Washington will tell you that his trips paid off handsomely in terms of economic development because of the open door. They like the Chinese guy with a Chinese background. Jindal could do the very, very same thing, and I hope he will. I hope you'll make a difference. That's a little overview in terms of what's happening in Louisiana. I've got to admit to you, I'm playing hooky. I'm going up to the mountains in North Carolina. We have a little family spot up there. I'm taking my banjo and taking a couple of a niece and a granddaughter and just kind of tuning out a little bit up there. So I hope you folks enjoy this 102-degree weather, because I called up to North Carolina last week and said, what's the temperature up there? So, we've got a heat wave. It might hit 70 today. Quite a difference from down here in Louisiana. You folks have a good week. Looking forward to talking to you again next week.